Very pleasant good afternoon, good evening, everybody. And thank
hello,
you for coming in.
Hello.
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 Hello. Yellow or hello?
Yellow or hello. Okay, who's first?
Two many young people in this area, please tell them, how could you describe the word psychedelia?
The word
psychedelia.
The word psychedelia.
Creative insanity.
Controlled noise.
Controlled noise. Creative's insanity. A term that came in the late 1960s, I imagine. And when we started playing our symphonic arrangements, we didn't dub ourselves psychedelic symphonic, right? Right, guys?
Yeah.
The press gave us and labeled us that name.
Because
it's pretty cool.
Only because of some of the things that we actually did in the music that was considered psychedelic, where we just going to an area where it was just noise, you know, wasn't really musical, but just noise. But it was also, just before that, there was something called Rave Up that the Yardbirds were doing.
Right.
And we were sort of, it was a takeoff on that, what we were doing.
Why did you choose the Beatles as a song to play on your first album?
Why did we choose it? Well, we used to listen to the Beatles when we were kids a lot, all the time, because they were so brilliant. And
especially the Revolver album.
I was going to say the Revolver album was killer. It was really great. And, our style was, putting a lot of drama and symphonic arrangements into the music. So, just by listening to a lot of the Beatles stuff, it just came naturally. We just put our approach towards, some of the Beatles songs.
The Beatles songs that...
And Ringo thought we were crazy.
Yeah, we were crazy.
Right?
But the Beatles songs we did, Ticket to Ride and Eleanor Rigby, if you listen to the lyrics, we set the whole mood for the lyric,
Ooh.
The lyric was very, like church, cemeteries, churches. So we set the mood musically for the lyric. Ticket to Ride was very hurting, as we call it. So we slowed it down, gave it some emotion and drama. But they always have great lyrics and great stories in the Beatles songs.
Who was Father McKenzie?
Say again?
Who was Father McKenzie?
Yeah, come tonight. You'll hear about Father McKenzie about halfway through the set.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
You want to keep it down, Pete?
Okay.
You have to come closer.
You have to come closer. Closer.
We have deaf ears, and it's high end, so female voices are hard for us to hear, seriously.
Well, our festival is quite popular, especially in Poland and in the Middle East in Europe. And I want to ask you, did you know this festival before the invitation, and why you decided to play in Suwałki?
Well, that's an easy question. No, we never heard of this festival, unfortunately, because we don't live here. We live in America. We do know the, what's the other place we played?
Dolina Charlotti.
We played Dolina Charlotti about 3 years ago.
That was
outside of Slupsk, I think.
And that was an awesome festival. It was a great festival. And apparently the promoter, Michael, contacted us to come and play this festival. So we don't usually turn down good festivals, and we were told that this is a very exciting and good festival to do, so we decided to do it, But usually that's how it happens. Somebody will call us up or they call the agent and say, hey, we want Vanilla Fudge to do this or that. And usually we don't know about the festivals or the gigs until we get there,
Okay. The other thing you were talking about, a phase of music that's going on in Europe? Is that what you were talking about?
No. You said the festival.
Something that's happening here that we haven't heard, maybe in the States.
She's talking about the festival, if we heard of the festival.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right. Anyway.
His hearing's festivals. The worst.
I play very loud before anybody knew that it wasn't okay. A good idea.
Give me the mic, then. Do you need to translate?
Well, if I can.
I know, do you?
Okay.
I don't know.
Pytanie brzmiało, czy...
We haven't heard from you in a while.
Wow, what's the most important thing for you when you are playing the gigs?
Say again?
What's the most important for you when you are playing the gigs, during the performance, when you're playing live?
You mean...
Well, the sound is very important.
Yes.
I mean, if the sound feels really...
I mean, is it the atmosphere out there, the people, the
crowd?
Yeah,
it's all of that.
It's everything.
It's the feedback from the people, it's the sound, it's the energy. And usually it's always really strong, a lot of high energy.
It depends on if you have your own equipment or not. You know, a lot of times you fly in and you get equipment, it's just something not right, you know. Mm. But... then you get great reaction from the audience and it makes up for it.
Okay.
It's very exhilarating playing rock music live and outdoors, especially for me. I really like playing outdoors. For some reason, it's something in the air that you can't put your finger on, but it's everything what everybody said. The sound, the atmosphere, the audience reaction. The sound, for me, it's the sound of the amp. If it's right, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And as Carmite said, sometimes you're not that comfortable maybe with something, but either way, outdoors is just wonderful playing out here. You guys treated us great. Last time we did Charlotte.
When it's warm.
This one looks great, too.
Yeah, it was good. That Calvin. Calvin, is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, I met him before. And he's a really, really good performer, good singer, good guitar player. He did something last night that I've never seen a guitar player do. You know, he held out the neck. You know how you pull off and you play? He just held out the neck and he was playing, going like this to the audience. And I said, wow, you know? And all the guitar players I work with, or everyone I've seen, I've never seen anybody do that.
That's so, the key. You got to do something
good.
Nobody's ever done.
It's good.
And you're on to something good. That's one main thing.
He's been around a long time in Europe. He comes here all the time.
I didn't see the show. Is he a real big guy, real big black guy?
He's a big black guy,
Didn't we see him at the
show? We saw him somewhere before.
Oh, I know, yeah. He's from
Texas.
New York.
No, not from New York.
That's the guy we played with last time in March.
Texas. Oh, no, this is another guy.
Yeah. That was a different guy.
That wasn't him, man.
That was Lord Bishop.
Another big guy.
Oh, right. Well, somebody else.
The other guy was Lord Bishop.
Is he going to translate all that?
I have a question regarding making photographs today, because... in information we have that it's only allowed to make first three songs.
The information hasn't been confirmed yet, so...
Yeah. And just ask, what will be if... Because usually it's like this, that the group is playing always better and better, and the best photographs we can make on the end, when this is high, warm atmosphere. Would it be possible to make also a few photographs on the end of the gig today? Or if you would not agree for this?
You mean like get together and do a group shot?
No. Yes, I mean because we...
At
we,
the end of the show?
During the show.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
No, we don't usually do that because we all look like crap.
Speak for yourself.
He always does, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
If you can catch us, normally we go and we go do a meet and greet at the merch table. So
he's talking about while we're playing, towards the end of the show while we're playing, they want to take pictures.
You want to take a picture while we're on stage while we're no problem.
That's no problem.
No problem.
No.
Doesn't matter which one.
That's the best time to take pictures because you get the realism, you know.
Yeah.
How do you feel like a living legend?
I'm saying what?
How do you feel about being a living legend?
A living legend?
Yes.
Well, first of all, it's great
talking to me. Hold on.
Oh, yes? Go ahead.
He's talking to me.
Okay. Well, first off, it's good to be alive, so that's half of it, all right? And it's very flattering, really, to be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, to be remembered after all these decades. I mean, after all, pretty soon we're going to be a half a century on from...
3 years, 50 years.
It's pretty amazing that we're still here and rocking and still doing it. Even
though Tim's not with us, it's pretty amazing that all four of us are still here. Because there's so many bands that, you know, they lost at least one guy.
Yeah.
You know? And all of our members are still around.
But thank you for flattering comments. You know, and it's nice to hear that we were influenced by who we were influenced by. And it's all the evolution of music and life. You know, bands like Deep Purple and Yes and Styx and even Led Zeppelin. I know we were checking us out and we toured together and, we influenced them, you know, musically and also... You know, the energy that we had on stage, you know, had a factor in it. So it's nice to be a part of rock history.
When we took Led Zeppelin on the first tour, their first album wasn't even out yet, so nobody knew who they were. And we all used to give them advice on how to get better. Think of it now, it's funny.
Yeah, right?
You know? I talked to John Bonham, we would talk to Robert Plant, tell him to move around more.
I told Jimmy Page once to get bigger amps. Right? The first tour with us. He was playing his telecast with this tiny little lamp.
Yeah, so. Zingar or something, yeah.
Yeah.
I also want to just say that the people behind the scenes that don't get any credit have a lot to do with bands making a lot of noise.
Thank you.
And we had some great people behind us, management, record company, lawyers, producers, some great people. So. A lot of people behind the scenes that nobody ever talks about should get more credit. But thanks to them and longevity of the group, and thanks to you guys, all the fans around the world that keep us going. Because you guys keep us going, we want to keep on rocking. We come over here, especially in Europe, man, the fans are like so behind us. It's beautiful. So thanks to you guys and the people behind the scenes also, besides us rocking out. Mm-hmm. A great producer, our first producer, George Shadow Morton, was a great producer, creative, got a lot of creativity, got us all to work together. So a lot of people that nobody talks about too much.
When I played the drum festival at Opala, the guy who put it on was telling me that when he was a young guy, that this was behind the Iron Curtain, as we say, and you couldn't listen to music. You had to hide.
Well, he was saying that.
Right? You had. You had to hide in order to listen to the music.
You weren't supposed to listen to Western music. You get in big trouble over here. Yeah. So
that I found unbelievable.
Right. You know? That is unbelievable. Right. Yeah.
But this evening we are coming back.
Yeah.
Actually, talking about the Iron Curtain, there's there's a documentary out called "Rock in the Wall."
Yeah. Dig this.
It's a documentary called Rock on the Wall, and primarily it was about rock music's influence on the fall of the wall and communism, because a lot of people behind the wall, you know, didn't have the freedom to.
Rockinthewall.com.
Yeah.
Check it out.
So you should check that out.
You heard of Leslie Mandoki? Anybody heard of Leslie Mandoki? Producer from behind the Iron Curtain that had to escape to the West. And how the trouble, I mean, people in the West a lot of times didn't realize what you guys had to go through to listen to rock and roll. We took for granted.
Well, it's the older ones, not the young ones don't have that problem.
Yeah, right. So
that's what my friend told me also. His son, who was 21, no problem, you know, but the older ones, like 50s and 60s, you know, they remember what it was like to try and listen to music. And
So we're glad to have been part of the liberation movement, if you want to call it that, to free everybody up. Thanks to rock and roll, the walls ended up coming down. So Radio Free Europe, and Mark said that documentary, check it out, rockinthewall.com. Beautiful.
Most inspiring.
Inspiring to you.
Were you inspired?
Vanilla Fudge inspired a lot of bands. Who was the most inspiring to you? To this band.
Well, in the early days, I could, you know.
So many.
It was influenced, you know, like for me personally, we used to go see the Young Rascals. in the late 60s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I saw Felix Cavalieri play this amazing instrument called the Hammond organ, I was so totally knocked out. I used to go to a place called the Phone Booth, which was a discotheque in New York City.
I see them there. I see.
And I used to just park myself right in front of the Hammond organ, listen to him night after night, and he had a tremendous influence on me. So that's why I actually went out and got a Hammond organ. And you know, the other part is there's a band called the Vagrants in Long Island.
Leslie West was in
that. Leslie West was spawned from, and you know, that was the first time you know, that we actually saw a band taking songs and putting this incredible drama and arrangement to it. And I remember I was so knocked out by it, you know, that it really changed my life, because that made me see what I could do, you know, coming up with a lot of concepts and blueprints and arrangements, you know, for a lot of the music that came from us, right? So
between,
that was a huge influence on this band.
Between
so that
both
was
of those
very
bands,
inspiring.
Really, both of those bands set a whole new movement in the whole New York area of doing what we do, slow things down, making production numbers, drama, and they influenced a lot of bands, including a band called The Hassles that had Billy Joel in it. Leslie West was in The Vagrants. We were Vanilla Fudges. A bunch of us actually made it, as they say, you know, from that era. So that's where we came from. I was the last to join the band, and when they said we're going to try this new kind of music, we went to see The Vagrants, and it was like, wow, it was just awesome.
Yeah, there was like a thing called the New York Sound, Long Island Sound, and there was a lot of bands, and with the Mark mentioned and Carmine, the Rascals were already made it. When I came up from Florida, they had already, I went to the Phone Booth, we saw them there, yeah. And The Vagrants, as Mark said, was very instrumental in a lot of bands, because they were slowing things down and all that drama and moving, and they had lights going, and we decided, let's do it. It was more exciting than not doing that. So everybody takes from everybody else, and we all put it together, and again, with the great people behind us.
Doing this.
You know?
Okay. Well, I've got one more question from my
friend. I hate this shit.
Who is very ashamed. He would like to know that there is a chance that we can meet you in one of our clubs tonight.
Want to meet us tonight?
Are you going to any club concert? I mean, maybe jam session after
I don't know.
We have to be on. We have to be on the road at 5 o'clock in the morning.
To
get our plane in Warsaw to get back to the United States. So I don't know how much time we're going to have.
Yeah.
But unless you want to,
if
you can hire us a helicopter to get to the airport, then, you know, because it's like a four and a half, five-hour drive.
You know, 30 years ago, we would have probably done that. Yeah, yeah. But now, you know.
Well, listen, we could always plan for the future. We'd love to come back and spend a couple of days, you know, concert and talk and jam and everything. You just got to plan on it, figure it out.
Do you find any young musicians?
Where?
Nowadays, good players.
Any good players nowadays?
Mm-hmm. Yes, any good players nowadays?
Any good musicians.
Jack White.
Nowadays?
Jack White.
Great guitar player, no?
He's not young anymore.
Well, he's younger than us.
Younger?
Well, you mean new? You mean new?
Yeah.
New,
brand
new?
Newcomers. Any newcomers?
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Okay.
Bruno Mars.
He's really, really good.
Imagine Dragons is a nice band.
Mm.
Yeah?
Imagine Dragons, yeah.
Yeah.
Coldplay, perhaps?
Coldplay is terrific.
I love Coldplay.
Aren't they having a problem? Didn't somebody in the band have some kind of health problem, I read, in Coldplay?
Coldplay, yeah.
No, just the divorce with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, so that was it.
Government Mule.
Hmm.
Government Mule? Warren Haynes, he's a great guitar player, but he's not young.
He's not young, but they're awesome.
Yeah, they are great.
Coldplay's
not
young either.
Any women?
Women? Christina Aguilera?
I like Beyonce too.
Yeah.
Great singer.
Okay.
Sure.
I guess the problem with today's performers, everyone sounds the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to be in the old days when you put on the radio or You know, you say, oh, that's Led Zeppelin, that's Deep Purple, that's Janis Joplin, that's...
Now
it's like, who is that? Is that Beyonce? Is that so-and-so? Is that so-and-so? They all sound the same. You know, so I can't distinguish who's who. But that's what I like about Bruno Mars. He sounds like a old school, you know. He's got a... He writes some really good songs that may last, you know. There are a lot of the songs today, they're just mediocre songs.
That's it. Okay, thank you very much for having us.
See you tonight.
I hope you enjoy the show.
Rock.
Thank you. Thank
you. You shot me down. My baby shot me down.